Ezra's Knock by Paul Clement. Read by Peabal. The snow crunched under their feet as Nick and Rob made their way through the streets of Victorian London. Having left the doctor a few moments before, the pair were keen to sample the delights of a Victorian Christmas Eve. They zigzagged their way through the crowds of people, who all seemed to be busily making their final preparations for the festivities the following day. Or most of them were, at any rate. It was Nick who noticed the old man. Sitting in the gap between two buildings, the man was almost covered with snow from the waist down, and there was more than a fair smattering of it on the upper half of his body too. "He must have been there for hours," Nick mused to himself, feeling an overwhelming sense of sympathy for the man. He stopped, looking at the man more closely. The face was covered by a straggly white beard, and the cheeks underneath had a gaunt, underfed look to them. "Rob," Nick called out, noticing his friend had carried on walking ahead of him. Rob turned and made his way back to Nick. Noticing the direction Nick was looking, Rob spotted the old man too. "Oh, Nick," Rob whined, "I'm hungry, can't we just go eat?" "We can't just leave him," Nick replied. He found he couldn't take his eyes off the old man. There was a look of defeat in the man's eyes that stirred strong feelings of compassion within him. "Look, Rob, I just want to talk to him for a moment. Nobody should be alone like that on Christmas Eve." "It's not our problem, Nick," Rob said, trying not to look at the old man. Nick shook his head sadly before looking directly into Rob's eyes. How many people think the same thing and walk on? When does someone stop and say it is their problem? Looking back at the old man, Nick's resolve strengthened. Somehow he was going to help him, and Rob was going to help whether he liked it or not. "If you can't find it in yourself to do it for him, then do it for me, Rob." "Okay," Rob finally replied. "But if he tries anything funny, I'm out of here." Nick smiled his thanks at Rob and approached the old man. He got within a couple of feet of him before the old man looked up. His startled expression suggested that he wasn't used to anyone offering their help, perhaps having been on the receiving end of more unkindness than kindness. Nick gave the man the warmest smile he could, keen to try to put him at ease. "Hi, I'm Nick," he said softly. "This is my friend Rob."
"Leave poor Ezra alone, good sirs,"
the man whined piteously.
"I'll be no bother. I'll move on if you want me to. Just don't hit me like those other men did."
"Don't worry. Nobody's going to hurt you, Ezra," Nick replied. "We just want to help." "Well, you do at any rate," Rob interjected before mumbling a quick apology after a stern look from Nick. Nick held his hand out towards Ezra. "Come on, it can't be nice sitting down there in the snow. We'll take you somewhere warmer and get a hot meal inside you." After a moment's pause, Ezra took hold of Nick's hand and allowed the younger man to pull him to his feet. As the snow fell off the man, Nick was shocked to realise that he was barefooted. "We'd better be quick or you'll get frostbite, assuming you haven't got it already," Nick said worriedly. Leading the man through the streets, Nick soon located a fairly quiet tavern and asked for a plate of hot food for Ezra. Once the food arrived, he nodded encouragingly at Ezra, urging him to eat. Between bites, the old man kept looking up, casting worried glances around him. "Don't worry, you won't be bothered in here," Nick said reassuringly. He considered the old man carefully for a moment. "Ezra, what were you doing out there in the snow? I suppose you don't have anywhere to live?"
"I've been trying to find my old Fanny,"
Ezra responded, his eyes moistening.
"Your what?"
Rob spluttered into his drink before Nick gave him a look of warning.
"My Fanny,"
Ezra repeated earnestly.
"We were in love, gonna be married. I lost my job, though, and couldn't support a wife, so I left to find my fortune."
"You obviously didn't find it," Rob joked. "Rob, that wasn't funny," Nick replied angrily. "If you can't say anything useful, don't say anything at all." He turned his attention back to Ezra. "Go on." Ezra gestured in Rob's direction.
"Your friend's right. I didn't find my fortune. I lost contact with Fanny and only just found her."
"That's wonderful, though," Nick responded.
Ezra shook his head sadly.
"She's employed by a proper gent. I saw her, so neat, so clean. How can I even talk to her looking like this?"
"Rob, how much do you think a suit of clothes and the use of a bathhouse would cost?" Nick asked his friend.
Rob gave his friend a puzzled look.
"How should I know? I'm not from this..."
Rob's face changed from puzzlement to annoyance.
Wait a minute. That's our money. We can't afford to spend it all on him, he said, pointing at Ezra.
Nick's face remained impassive as he nodded at his friend.
Oh, Nick,
Rob whined in defeat. The steam rising from the hot water was making Nick sweat. He wiped his forehead with his sleeve before continuing with the cleaning of Ezra's hair. He was surprised to find that there was less grey than he had first assumed. Ezra was obviously younger than he had appeared to be. The sound of a stifled retch from Rob brought his attention to his friend, who was industriously trying to clean Ezra's feet.
I'm not happy about this, Rob declared, for what felt to Nick like the 10th time. How come I've got his feet, and what on earth has he been standing in?
Rob grimaced as he scraped something out from between Ezra's toes. Nick started to chuckle, looked at his friend's outraged expression and laughed even harder.
He seems to be enjoying it, he replied,
nodding in Ezra's direction. There was an ecstatic smile upon his face as he lay in the hot soapy water.
Oh, this is better than funny! It's been a long time since I had a good hot bath. It's been even longer since I had someone doing the cleaning for me.
He looked at Nick's puzzled expression.
My mother when I was a boy.
Nick smiled and brought a cold jug of water over Ezra's head, rinsing off the soap. The old man spluttered under the deluge.
I wouldn't get used to it, Nick laughed.
He looked over to where the clothes they had brought Ezra hung. The suit and boots were used, but still looked in good condition.
I hope they fit, Nick mused to himself. If they don't, you're going to have to wear Rob's clothes.
He looked at the outraged expression on his friend's face and laughed out loud again. Nick stood with Rob, watching as Ezra knocked on the door of the house. They'd gone round the back to what Ezra had called the tradesman's entrance, after he had given Nick a shocked look for suggesting he knock at the front door. A rather haughty old man had answered Ezra's knock, and a few words were spoken. Nick strained to hear what was said, but the man disappeared back into the house too quickly for him to make anything out. A few moments later, and a woman who appeared to be in her mid-50s appeared at the door.
Ezra!
The woman sounded surprised.
Ezra, is that really you?
Ezra's face split into a broad smile.
Fanny, it's good to see you, girl,
he declared, pulling her into a fierce hug. The woman, obviously Fanny, looked around sheepishly as Ezra released her from his arms. She motioned for Ezra to come inside, and as he stepped across the threshold, he looked back to Nick and Rob and waved his thanks.
Can we go eat now?
It appeared to Nick that Rob was trying to look accusing. The fact he had to wipe away a tear spoilt the overall effect. Nick slipped his arm around his friend's shoulder and led him off into the busy streets. Rob, I think we deserve the best meal in all of Victorian London after what we just did, he declared. Rob stumbled as a group of children ran past, and it was only Nick's grip on his shoulder that stopped him from falling. He steadied himself for a moment.
Those little swines,
he roared as he put his hand into his empty pocket. They're only kids, Nick reproved.
They've nicked our money,
Rob bellowed in outrage and charged off after the children. Nick watched as his friend chased after the children, struggling to keep up with them as they flitted in and out of the crowd. Despite the theft, Nick couldn't help smiling. They'd helped someone, perhaps not in the same vein as the doctor did, but they'd helped bring someone out of the gutter, literally. The smile turned into a chuckle, the chuckle into a laugh. Between laughs, he managed to call out brokenly to his friend.
Rob, come back, it's not worth it.
He watched as his friend slipped in the snow, tried to stand and slipped again.
Wait for me,
he cried as he ran after Rob, laughing out loud as he did so. And a celestial white blanket of snow settled softly over old Victorian London.